Ronald's courtship is like this. He goes off to Northwestern to college. His grades are so-so there. He takes French in his freshman year. He gets a C first semester, a D second semester. He figures that's not so good. So his sophomore year, he takes the same French class again. He gets a C first semester, a D second semester. He joins a fraternity. He joins the glee club, but never sings after the tryout, just mouths the words. He gets into various scrapes. He telegraphs home on Sunday morning, tells Grandpa not to believe everything he reads in the Tribune. Grandpa is bewildered. He drives to town, and with some difficulty manages to find a Tribune. He can't find anything in it he thinks Ronald means he shouldn't believe. They call a friend in Chicago who reads them the headline of the local Chicago edition, Northwestern Booze Den Raided. And Ronald Dogan's name leads all the rest, even though he assures his father he had just entered the den looking for a friend. Late in his junior year, he gets a France chance and works for a year doing reconstruction work. It's after the war. On a fine May day in Evanston, he gives a fraternity pin to one girl in the morning, asks her to wait for him, gives away another fraternity pin in the afternoon, and asks the girl to wait for him. He gives a third fraternity pin to a third girl in the evening, asks her to wait for him, and he skips off to France the next day without taking any of his final exams. After 3 months at the Methodist Memorial in Chateau Thierry, he's head of a Boy Scout troop and speaks French like a native. He's sent to the train to meet a dean of women from an Illinois college. He's in short pants and rope sandals. He's not eager to meet a dean. Mother steps off the train. Daddy immediately changes his mind about deans. It turns out Mother isn't a dean anyway, but had been elected president of her alumni association. Somehow, information had become garbled between Illinois and France. At the Methodist Memorial, Mother teaches English and piano and ballet. Daddy sets right to work courting her. They take picnics of long French bread and cheese over to the little village of Essomme. They hang over the bridge and watch the waters of the Marne flow. They climb around the ruins of the old chateau, and from the heights of the huge hill it was built on, look down on Chateau Thierry and all the surrounding countryside. Daddy proposes. Mother is in love, but there's a problem. He is 21. She is 28. That's too much of an age difference, Mother thinks. And then, how will Grandma and Grandpa on the farm react? They will be aghast that their son, barely of age, is marrying an older woman, one they haven't even met. Daddy doesn't think there's any problem at all. Every night he proposes. Every night Mother refuses. She expects him to be crushed and disheartened in the morning, but Daddy shows up for breakfast as bouncy as a new pup. He's persistent and indefatigable. And finally, Mother succumbs. She agrees to marry him. Daddy is jubilant. He writes dozens of pages home, telling his parents how they will love his bride, asking for their blessing. He says he now has direction in his life. He will finish school with honors and wants to get into the family milk business with Grandpa. Mother and Daddy celebrate their engagement by going into Paris for dinner at a special restaurant. They are blissfully happy. After the escargot and escalope de veau à la crème and fromage, Daddy becomes serious. He says, "Vera, I have something to confess to you." "What is it, Ronald?" asks Mother. And Daddy says, "I've been lying to you in order to win you. I'm not 21. I'm 19. "Oh, Ronald," Mother cries, "9 years. Oh, I can't marry you. That's too much difference. I can't, I just can't." Daddy lets Mother carry on a little bit. Then he produces his passport. It proves he is 21. Mother is so relieved that she's only a bit angry. After that, the 7-year difference seems like nothing. They are married on May 3rd, 1924, at noon, at the Chateau Thierry City Hall, wearing their Sunday clothes. That's the civil ceremony required by French law. In the afternoon, they are married again at the Methodist Memorial by the Reverend Dr. Joseph Harker, president of the Illinois College that Mother is not a dean at. This time, Mother wears a white gown, and Daddy a tuxedo. And there are many guests, and cake, and flowers. There's a cablegram from Grandma and Grandpa giving their blessing. And after the wedding, a picture is taken. The young woman in the picture is beautiful, slim, with brown hair, classic features. She wears a look of grave serenity. The young man is dashingly handsome. His look is just a tiny bit cocky, like a rooster on top of a manure heap. They are standing on the outside staircase, which has an ornamental wrought iron rail. The staircase curves around a wall fountain down to the courtyard. Jackie sees this picture all her life. It's enlarged and framed on Mother's dresser. When she herself visits Chateau Thierry many years later and walks into the courtyard of the Methodist Memorial, she stops quite still. It's a familiar place where she has been before.